Listen, I think Galway are just proved that, you know, they're at a better level than us, far superior, you know, and then the game ran away from us. I was very disappointed in the, you know, after we, you know, the second goal was a big, you know, big moment, you know, at that stage. Give them a serious cushion, you know. I know there's a bit of a breeze there, it was a 3-4 point breeze, you know, but you know, losing Mark Antony as well, I thought that was the defining moment.
Yeah, what about the black cards? What was your thoughts on the three that was dished out today?
Listen, I can see why they give Mark Antony's, but, you know, I think it's supposed to be deliberate. I'm not sure. I'd need to look at it back. It happened that quick, whether it's deliberate. I thought Michael's was more of a yellow, but, you know, we'd be nitpicking with them.
Yeah, and at that stage of the game, you'd used all your subs as well, but him, Michael and Martin was black card, and things just seemed to be going from bad to worse, and nothing was going your way at all, Rory.
No, look, we didn't get those breaks, but we'd put ourselves in a position where, you know, we weren't going to get them, and obviously Paddock in the crossbar and then missing our own penalty would have given us a fighting chance of trying to make it more competitive, but, you look, it wasn't our day.
Yeah, the championship hasn't gone Donegal's way. Did you have it sort of in your mind at the start of the year that we prepared that with this young team that things might materialise in the way that they have?
I was absolutely, Oisín, prepared for tough days, you know, so it is Neil McGee, Eamon McGee, Neil Gallagher, Rory Kavanagh, you know, great players from Donegal. Carlisle had a lot of tough days at the start, you know, losing the volume of players and the quality of players that was just coming to a natural end in Donegal, you know, to replace them with young lads of 19, 20, 21, a couple of 22, you know, it's very, very difficult, you know.
It's a steep learning curve as them young boys are going to get there.
Oh, absolutely, you know, Galway have only one of their current under-21s playing, you know, and in Michael Daly, you know, he's, you know, quite an exceptional talent. We've seen Tyrone at only one. We've had to throw an awful lot more of them into it, and, you know, I would have expected tough days.
Yeah, you did say at the time that the defeat to Tyrone, that the young players are going to get over it quick. Did that maybe have a bigger impact than you thought? Because it was a similar scenario here today when the goals came in and Donegal to chase the game, and that gap got bigger all the time.
They will get over it quicker, Oisín. The nature now, you know, is the qualifiers, and you have to get over it, you know. And look, at the end of the day, they dug in. They showed a lot of character against Longford Mead. Yes, there was huge deficiencies in those displays, but look, you know, the today was just a hurdle too far.
Rory, do you think people were expecting too much from this Donegal team of yours?
Look, you know, I can't control what people think, you know, so I can't. You know, we expect a lot of ourselves, you know. We felt we give a massive effort all year. You know, right from the outset, we made it clear we're going to put a huge focus on the National League, you know. We wanted to get ready for it, you know. Look, the reality is at the minute we look tired and we look a wee bit stale, you know, but it's difficult for young lads to hit the ground running at county level, you know.
So do you have to rethink the project a bit, do you think?
Look, I don't know, you know, Oisín, I hadn't thought about it. You know, always, you know, in our heads today was trying to get another week in the championship.
Rory, when you wake up tomorrow and look at this game, when you say to yourself, you know, nothing went right for us, we were so unlucky, everything went against us.
I wouldn't be saying we were so unlucky at all. So I wouldn't. I would say we were well and truly beaten by a better team. The skill level of Galway, their finishing, they were physically superior than us. You were well and truly beaten by a better team.
When you look back at all the people that have left the panel, do you say to yourself, you know, are we in transition? Did you start out the year and say, you know, how do we replace those people?
I started out the year saying we're going to build a new team, you know. So it is. That was 100% what we were going to do. From last August, that was very evident. We had a lot of players played for Donegal for 12, 13, 14 years, you know. We knew it was coming to a natural end.
You played a different style of football in the game against Meath, and was this particular way you planned it? Is this where you planned it for the first half?
Look, we wanted to, you know, we knew Galway had a wee bit of a breeze. We'd wanted to take the game to them, but at the same time keep it tight. But look, it failed, you know.
And we'll be looking at new talent between now and the start of next year.
Look, there's not a lot of new talent out there, you know, that we haven't in our squad at the minute. We kept a large squad, knowing that at the end of this year there's going to be players going as well. We've a couple of young lads in since they finished the leaving search, you know. I'd be quite sure the talent what's in Donegal is there at the minute. So it is, you know, they've worked very hard, but unfortunately they've come up well short.
Finally for me, when you look back at the game and look at the cards, you know, how do you sum that up?
Look, you know, I'd have to look at Mark Antony's again, you know. To me, he was making a genuine attempt for the ball. I don't think, you know, the key word in the black card is deliberate. I think Michael's was more of a yellow card. I don't think it was a deliberate trip, you know. But look, again, none of those instances had the defining really moments, you know, the defining reasons about why we ended up being well beaten.
Have we expected too much of this young team, Rory, at times this year? I know you've looked at a 4-year plan here to get Donegal back to the heights that they were, and we're all realistic now that it's going to take that sort of.
Well, Oisín, you know, I think I'd be very realistic. You know, you cannot. It's probably, see you later, right? You cannot replace the quality of players that we had, you know, with 19, 20-year-olds and them hit the ground running. I've no doubt that the lads that played there today are very, very good footballers and will have very good careers for Donegal.
Yeah, you know the way football works, and in heavy defeats like this and disappointing championships, people question performances and people question how things worked out in the year. Will you be reassessing, I suppose, not reassessing your own duties and the performance of the team, Roy?
Look, we'll always be very upfront about where we're at, you know, Oisin, you know. As I said, you know, we came here today and all we want to do is buy another week in the championship, you know, to try to get into a quarter final in Croke Park. You know, we haven't been good enough. Of course, we'll all look at it, you know, we'll all sit down, everybody in our dressing room, you know, there's fair honesty with each other. We know that we are well short of the levels that Donegal would like to be. But I'll also be realistic to know that, you know, it's very difficult. You know, you've Kerry there at the minute with three All-Ireland under-21s. Victories in a row, or three All-Ireland minors in a row, you know, with a lot of lads the same age as ours, and not one of them's on their senior team. We're in a different position, you know, with regards to strength and depth and the amount of players we have.
Yeah, and people have to be patient, the supporters, the media, everyone has to be patient here as this process continues then, right?
Look, again, you know, actually, you know, the media is the media, you know, you can't control that, you know. You know, when things were going relatively well in the league, you know, I do feel there was a certain element of people get, you know, carried away with where the team was at. The league's the league. You know, from day one, you know, when I met the local guys in Ballybuffet, people prior to the Kerry game, I said we had a huge amount of work done. I wouldn't imagine any other team had that amount of work done. We felt we have to. We felt we have a long way to go to physically develop the lads, you know.
But you have met some of your targets this year that you had set out.
Oh, listen, you know, we've played 7 games in Division 1. We played, I don't know, is this 5 championship games? We've only lost 4. You know, we lost to Galway, Tyrone, Kerry and Mayo. You know, we've shown an awful lot of pedigree and character, you know, to survive in Division 1 and to, you know, to win the games in the championship. But ultimately, against the biggest teams, we've come up well short.
Do you think, Rory, that the league performance has come back to bite you? Because there's a big emphasis in the league this year for Donegal.
You look, you know, compared to any other year I was involved, there's a far bigger emphasis. We were gearing towards the championship all the time. But, you know, when you bring that amount of young players in, you want to hit the ground running. You have to do an awful lot of work with them.